Track 53. This week on Catwalk Talk, we look at one of the biggest names in fashion, Ralph Lauren. Allison Martin, this is a big year for Ralph Lauren, isn't it?
Absolutely. This year marks the 50th anniversary of one of the most successful fashion houses ever. And Ralph Lauren certainly has good reason to celebrate. He has stores around the world, from Tokyo to Moscow to Milan, and his company is a multi-billion dollar business.
Ralph Lauren is a household name. He must be very rich.
His own personal wealth is estimated at $5 billion, and he has homes in New York, Colorado, and Jamaica. He also has world-famous collections of vintage automobiles and wristwatches.
Was his family wealthy?
Absolutely not. Lauren's life story is a tale of rags to riches. He was born in New York, the son of immigrants from Belarus, his father a house painter, his mother a pianist.
So how did it all begin?
In high school, he helped to make ends meet by selling ties to his classmates. He left college after 2 years, before completing his studies, and spent 2 years in the army. He then worked as a salesman before his career took off.
And that was when he opened his first store? I read that he began by selling ties that he designed himself.
Yes, and after that, he never looked back.
How do you explain his incredible success?
During his years at college, Lauren studied business, not fashion, and it's this, perhaps, that set him apart from other fashion designers. There was nothing especially fashionable or modern about his designs, but he had a good eye for clothes and an even better business sense.
Lauren's most famous brands are, of course, Polo and Polo Sport. And his clothes are worn by everyone, from presidents to rappers and boxers.
Don't forget that Lauren doesn't only sell clothes. He sells a complete lifestyle. You can drink from Ralph Lauren glasses, eat from Lauren plates, and even sleep in Lauren sheets.
Now in his 70s, Lauren has it all. He once said that he doesn't want to be too successful. Well, that kind of success would be fine with me.